Battleford. The trial for a man accused of holding a girl hostage at a remote northern cabin didn't proceed Monday after court heard that he was without a lawyer, again. Aaron Gardner, now 44, has gone through 5 defense lawyers since he was arrested more than 2 years ago, court heard. This has caused numerous delays in his case. Gardner fired some lawyers and some withdrew as his counsel. Gardner told Justice G. Curry in Battleford Court of King's Bench Monday that he objected to the adjournment of his trial, saying that he has been in custody for 29 months already, would represent himself and was ready to proceed. Crown Prosecutor Jennifer Schmidt told the court that Gardner is currently a serving prisoner after being sentenced on 2 other trials. She suggested a court-appointed amicus be considered if Gardner decides to defend himself. An amicus is a lawyer appointed by the court to provide legal services. Gardner's decision to dismiss his counsel is why we are here today, Schmidt told the court. It never happened, I didn't dismiss him, Gardner told the court before asking, amicus, what does that mean? Gardner also told the court that he has an affidavit saying the complainant doesn't want to testify against him. Schmidt told the court that it's not an affidavit and said it's a transcript of the witness statement. She said the Crown has enough evidence to proceed without the testimony of the one witness. She said 3 of the 4 civilian witnesses have been subpoenaed. RCMP witnesses would also appear. Justice G. Curry told Gardner that an adjournment was necessary. We are in a bit of a box here either way, said Justice Curry, adding that Gardner can't represent himself on Monday because he hasn't seen disclosure, the Crown's case against him. Gardner replied, I just don't want this trial delayed and delayed. Justice Curry assured Gardner that a new trial date for him would be on the top of the list. The matter was adjourned for a pre-trial conference sept. 23. Gardner was arrested in a dramatic takedown after the Canadian Armed Forces flew in RCMP and the Saskatchewan RCMP Emergency Response Team, ERT, on April 23, 2020, to a remote cabin across from Isle à la Crosse Lake to rescue a girl police say was being held against her will for 4 days. The lake was covered in water and slush, so the RCMP called in the Canadian Armed Forces and the RCMP ERT to assist. It only took about 2 before Canadian Armed Forces CH-146 Griffin helicopters flew the ERT tactical RCMP unit across the lake and landed beside the cabin. Police rescued the girl who only had minor bruising and she was flown back to her family in Isle à la Crosse. Gardner allegedly tried to flee from the cabin and resisted arrest. The RCMP deployed a taser and he was treated in Isle à la Crosse for minor injuries. Police seized firearms and drugs from the cabin. Gardner was charged with unlawful confinement, assault, overcoming resistance, uttering threats, resisting arrest, possessing a firearm for a dangerous purpose, use of a firearm in commission of an indictable offense, proceeds of crime, and possession for the purpose of trafficking. The charges against Gardner haven't been tested in court. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt _SKTODAY LJOY @glaciermedia.ca